My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And please don't forget about Dad Chat every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. And there's also my second favorite chat in the world, which is run by our next guest, Mac Collier. And that's Blog Chat, which is the granddaddy of them all, as I like to say, every Sunday night in prime time at the same time as I was describing Dad Chat, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. Mac is a very special guest and a special friend of mine. He is a social media strategist who is located in Alabama. He helps companies of all sizes create social media and marketing strategies that turn their customers into fans. His first book, Think Like a Rockstar, was just published last month by McGraw-Hill. Welcome back to the show, Mac. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on.
Thanks for having me back, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I am very excited not only to have you as a guest, but as you know, if not for you, I never would have even discovered the world of tweet chats, the incredible, joyful, fun, and learning experience of your blog chat, and then been inspired to start my own dad chat. But more importantly, you're now an author, and you have a book actually published by a real publisher that I recognize, and it's called Think Like a Rockstar. So tell us what it's about. I don't think it's a music industry book, is it?
No, it's thank you for that gracious opening. No, it's got some music industry case studies, a ton of them, but it's not about the music industry. It's more about showing companies how they can learn from what rock stars have done as far as how they market themselves and who they connect with in order to cultivate fans and create fans just like rock stars do.
The expression rock star, for those that are not very familiar with social media, is just one of those colloquial expressions that we all use when we have encountered somebody in social media that we think is like a rock star. So that is why I believe Mac chose that name, and it's an incredible title, by the way. Titles need to be short, to the point, and kind of get you thinking, and I think that's exactly what your title does. What are some examples of thinking like a rock star that you will learn from this book that could help both individuals and, say, small businesses?
Well, one of the things I really try to talk about in the book is I try to walk the reader through how it is that rock stars approach their fans versus how companies approach their customers. Because the end game for both rock stars and companies is they want to acquire new customers. They want to expand the customer base. They want to get in new sales, et cetera. But what I think is really interesting is the divergent approaches that both rock stars and companies take. For example, companies, they're focused on acquiring new customers directly, the marketing, advertising, et cetera. The idea is let's beam out our marketing messages. We'll acquire new customers that way. Rock stars, they take a different approach. What they do is they consistently create a bond and a strong relationship with their fans with the understanding that those fans will then go out and acquire new customers for them. They'll go out and they'll, through word of mouth, through on online, we call it word of mouth now, they'll go out and they'll tell other people, hey, Taylor Swift's amazing, Amanda Palmer's amazing, Lady Gaga, you have to check out their new album, etc. So the end result is that both the companies and the rock stars are focused on getting more sales, new customers, et cetera. It's just that they're taking very divergent ways of doing it. The rock stars are focused on how can we bring our fans into the fold and create a relationship with them, whereas the companies are focused on mostly using traditional advertising channels, which can be effective, but they can also be really costly. So I think it's important for companies and especially small businesses. Now, honestly, I think small businesses get this a little bit more than big companies because small businesses have a smaller, more local customer base a lot of times. They're used to seeing their customers and looking them in the eye, so they get this a little bit more. But the main thrust of the book was really to explain how it is that rock stars have this relationship with their fans and why they have their relationship and then what can companies learn from it.
Well, it's so interesting because what most people don't realize is some of the younger current rock stars have embraced Twitter as an example, to the point where I think Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga are the top two followed people in the world, behind even President Obama, Oprah Winfrey, and other names you think might even be bigger. So they have learned to embrace social media. And I think I agree with you because you and I both run pretty popular tweet chats, which is a forum, a live forum and a 24/7 community in which a hashtag is used to discriminate or feed out certain tweets that contain it. And building those communities has been incredibly beneficial, but a lot of the main brands don't quite get it yet. Yet the ability to interact is so much more exciting for the participant, or in the case of a company, the consumer, or in the case of a Justin Bieber fan, to see a tweet where Justin says, "I just got off the stage. What a rush." It's like, even if it's not really from him, they just feel, wow. He's there. I'm reading it from him. And so it's a connection that's just incredible. And I agree with you. A lot of the bigger brands aren't getting it. I've been on a campaign for the last year to kind of sell the value of sponsorships for our established chats, of which there aren't that many that are established to the degree that yours is, for sure. Why did you want to write this book?
Well, the main thing was I wanted to give companies, because this is one of the things that, and I know you know this from writing your books as well, but throughout the writing process, the whole journey takes several twists and turns, and what you think may start out as, this is my idea for what the book's going to be, once you get it finally published, it can be completely different. And one of the things I went through was, in 2011, I was already laying the groundwork for writing the book, and part of that was I went to a couple of conferences. One of them was South by Southwest, and I set up a lot of interviews with big brands, and these were really big companies, and what I wanted to do was I wanted to talk to them about what are you doing to connect with your fans, and basically my thinking was I'll use some of these as case studies, hopefully, in the book, and talk to probably about a dozen really big companies. And I asked them, what are you doing to connect with your fans? What programs have you got in place? And every single one of them told me the exact same thing. They all say, we have no program in place to do that, but we'd like to if we knew how to structure it. So once I heard that, that kind of got me thinking, okay, maybe I need to add an element to this book and actually give companies that framework and give them the step-by-step instructions. And that's what I really tried to do in the book. It's very simple. It's a great, you can jump in if you have no experience connecting with your customers or your fans, you want to get started. There's a step-by-step process for that. If you're a little further along the curve, you can jump in at whatever point's relevant to you. But really with this book, I really wanted to focus on, if I'm telling you why you need to do something, I'm also going to show you exactly how to do it. Because I hate reading business books where they tell you, oh, you've got to do this, you've got to use social media, it's so cool and all this, but they don't tell you how to do that. They don't tell you how to get started. So I really wanted to focus on that because I don't want these companies to have excuses anymore for not connecting with their fans. You know, that's always, well, we don't know how to do it. Well, okay, read this book, and now you know, and you don't have any more excuses.
Well, another friend of mine is Guy Kawasaki, and he wrote a book on how to self-publish or how to publish a book. And his book was in exactly that kind of real, practical, easy-to-understand language, much like yours, much like you. I mean, you are the quintessential soft-spoken Southern gentleman, as far as I can tell. I mean, between you and me, we'll get this, and maybe a lot of other people. The fact that you have yet to be thrown in Twitter jail, and I get thrown in every other day, just says something about how much I blab and how you choose your words so carefully.
I did get put in one time. I got put in
once.
One time after like 4 years.
Yeah, congratulations. For me, it's every other day. Okay, and those that work in social media will appreciate the reference. Well, the last thing you said really brings us to the next thing, which is this book really is not just for businesses. This could be for anybody, correct?
Yeah, the focus is businesses, and I really tried to focus it on big brands, and there's a ton of stuff, because my thinking was, this is the ideal reader would be someone working in a bigger brand that has a dedicated social media and marketing team, and they can take these ideas and run with it. But I specifically put in and structured the tips in a way so that if you're a small business, or even if you're a blogger, even if you're just an individual blogger, how do I get more readers on my blog? How do I get more followers on Twitter, whatever? I don't get into the tool-specific advice, but I structured the tips in a way that whatever the lesson is, you're going to be able to apply it to whatever it is you're trying to do, whether it's running a business or I just want to get more people talking to me on Twitter. How do I do that? How do I create more interesting content that gets more engagement? Whatever. I really
so the ideas stuff. So the ideas really can go from the very small to the very big. I mean, the thinking is the same. Think like a rock star.
Exactly.
And that's the value of your book. You know, when I first heard about it, I was very excited, of course, and very proud and of you. I love when I actually know somebody that's smart and does something good. I was a little disappointed that the Think Like Bruce Allen chapter was not in it like I thought it would be.
You know what? I had that in there, but my editor had to cut it out. Maybe in the next.
All right. Or the Think Like Dad Chat. Or sponsors, after you buy into Blog Chat, the next one you need is Dad Chat. Speaking of which.
No, but like with your chat, I mean, let me, because I wanted to mention this, I mean, like with your chat and with my chat, what do? We're watching the chat and we're seeing the people that are engaging, that are the most active. Those are the people we're reaching out to because those are the people that we want to get them back. We want to get them talking to more people and bringing more people into the chat. It's the exact same mentality.
Well, that's how we met. I came to your chat. I became annoying. You finally had to shut me up. We then started talking offline. We then met. We actually really liked each other, and look where we are now.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, the people that are helping you do what you want to do, you need to reward that behavior, and you reward that behavior by engaging them, by saying these two important words, thank you. That's it.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. Well, I have a saying that social media equals social good, and there's all kinds of similar things about, you know, every time you tweet 10 things about someone else before you tweet something about yourself. I don't know about subscribing to any particular formula, but the concept of giving back and being helpful and grateful to other people is just, it's totally how I've built my brand at the same time as I'm building and self-serving in self-serving ways as well. But I'm always trying to help people. I mean, it's why, you know me, I used to be a major person that commented all the time. And that was how I got to know people. And I would go on people's blogs and I would just say something nice, even if I didn't even feel it. I'd try to say something relatively nice and complimentary. And over time, I met hundreds, if not thousands, of people virtually. And then over time, many of them in real life as well. So these are the lessons that you and I have been living, and you've now actually encapsulated an incredibly good book. So where can we get this book, and how horribly expensive is it?
Oh, it's pretty cheap. It's a paperback, so it's only about $15. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the major online retailers, and if you go to thinklikearockstar.com, I've got a list of all the online sellers and offline you can get it at.
And I assume you have it in every e-reader format as well?
Yep, Kindle, Nook, whatever else is out there.
What, just out of curiosity, in Guy Kawasaki's book, he often talked about the different phases of writing and what was hardest, what was easiest. What would you say was the most fun, and what would you say was the most difficult or the hardest part of your writing process?
The problem I ran into is that I first started writing it, and I had this first, kind of like my first draft of what the book's going to look like. And about halfway into that, I found all these other things that I wanted to add, so basically I had to start over. And I went through this process of basically starting over and adding stuff about three times, and about the time I got halfway through the third time, I was like, you know what, I'm sick of writing this, I just want to get it over with. And everyone told me I would hit that point. When you're right at the end of it, you'll just be sick of it, and I did. I didn't think I would, but the end result is I'm really proud of the book, and I think that everything I added ended up adding value to the book. So hopefully I'll check it out. It's a great book.
Well, I'm proud to know you. I'm proud of the book. We're out of time.
Thanks,
just
sir.
Very quickly, what is on tap for Blog Chat this Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. East Coast time?
Oh, you asked me on a week when I actually have the topic ahead of time. We're going to talk about social media time management, especially when it applies to blogging, but also how we find time to do all this stuff.
The solution for me is very simple, coffee and no sleep.
There you go.
All right, Mac, it's been a pleasure. Would love to see a dad chat tonight. We got some great giveaways. So I urge everybody to follow Mac at Mac Collier, and the links are on my radio show page to both his Amazon book and to Mac on Twitter. Thank you very much, Mac. We'll be back with Pastor Drew Sams after these breaks.
It can lift you up. It can let you down. Take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.